At least for me, the steak, the baked potatoes, maybe the rolls, my favorite at Outback. But maybe these two teams here that are playing the Outback Bowl may enjoy something else. Maybe we'll enjoy a trophy at the end of the day as Penn State will take on Arkansas in the Outback Bowl, as both of these two programs maybe thought better seasons could have happened, but nonetheless, they're in the Outback Bowl. I'm your host here, Mike Ostie, and this will be your Outback Bowl preview here on Pittsburgh Sports Live and Nittany Sports Now, and I will be joined by Jordan Black, a sports anchor and reporter at 4029 News in Arkansas, to touch on the Arkansas program, the state of that Razorback program, and to preview the Outback Bowl. So, Jordan, first off, I see you're there in the midst of the newsroom as we speak. So thanks for taking the time and joining me here. And do you have a favorite meal at Outback, I guess, here?
Since thanks that's for having me. Yeah, I mean, I guess you forgot Bloomin' Onions.
There you go.
That's like everyone's go-to.
There you go.
I think the first press conference we had with Coach Pittman after they did the announcement, he ended it with Bloomin' Onions, baby. And so I tweeted that out and you got the like eruption of Hogs by 90. So I'm sure your listeners and viewers won't be happy to hear that, but everyone goes Bloomin' Onions. We actually only have an Outback in the Fayetteville area. So the Northwest Arkansas area has multiple cities, Bentonville being the home of Walmart. We don't have one in the northern part. So I haven't had Outback in a long time, if you can believe that.
Honestly, neither have I, although I will say I do recall it was my first restaurant excursion after the original quarantine when nobody could go anywhere, and randomly the first restaurant was Outback. So yeah, the Bloomin' Onion, how could I forget? That is definitely the staple of Outback. And maybe we'll get also to you to tell us how you like your steak before the end of this show. But we are here and there's only one or two right answers, so I may judge you depending on your answer. But Jordan Black again
says a lot about a person.
It does. Jordan Black again, sports anchor and reporter at 4029 News in Arkansas here as we're talking Outback Bowl. So Jordan, Arkansas gets in this game 8-4, third in the SEC West. It's a program, there's history there, but it's certainly not a program that has the cachet of other programs in the SEC. Certainly when you have Alabama, death taxes, and they're in the playoff every year. They even crawl in this year, despite a little bit of a different year for them. Georgia, number one most of the season. LSU is even a program that's always in the news for good or bad. Florida could say the same thing. So the SEC is riddled with programs that are either contenders or just making headlines. Arkansas kind of under the radar. So how would you say this season should properly be viewed by Arkansas fans and should be evaluated here? What was this year for Arkansas here? I mean, there was a big win or so, but there a bad loss mixed in here and kind of a roller coaster ride, similar to Penn State, but they do end up with a better record in, you know, a comparable conference. We could also have the SEC Big Ten debate probably as well, but how would you evaluate this season for getting to the Outback Bowl?
Yeah, it's funny. I think 8-4, is worlds beyond what you could imagine in year two under a head coach. And 8-4 is worlds beyond what you would have thought this program would be at even a few years ago. I'll set the scene for you with a funny story or a scene setter, if you will.
Sure.
I came to Fayetteville 3.5 some years ago at the beginning of the Chad Morris era in Fayetteville. And the first game I was at was his third game, was the fake fair catch where North Texas scored on a fake fair catch against Arkansas. And that was kind of the beginning of what was the end. Of course, that was, you know, just the very beginning, but a lot of bad games, a lot of bad settings and you know, events went on then. And then less than 2 years later, you have a new coach in here who really started to turn it around, and you started to see kind of some of that growth last year. Last year was so strange. Then you had a lot of guys come back this year, and you have a senior laden team this year that wanted to win so badly. So 8-4 for teams in the SEC, for the Bamas, for the Georgias, for the Floridas, is not great. You and I were talking before. I actually grew up a Florida fan. So 8-4 at Florida is not a great year. Actually, 6-6 like they were this year is a terrible year. But 8-4 at Arkansas is really something to write home about and something that fans are really excited about. So I can tell you from being around the program, from being around fans, and from talking about this on the daily, it's something that fans are really excited about. It's something that the program is building on, whether it's from recruiting, from keeping the coaches in place, and from just keeping the guys here, you know, in the era of the transfer portal.
Right.
They're not losing guys to that. So if you had asked me that same question, where was the state of the program before this season? I would have told you fans would have been happy if they won 5 or 6 games. So to say they won 8 games and they're going to the Outback Bowl, fans are ecstatic. I think the staff is as well. And I think this is a good bowl matchup for them. It's hard to weigh bowl matchups in the era of the college playoff as well. And I think James Franklin mentioned that in a press conference this week, but I think they're pretty excited.
Yeah, James Franklin mentioned that, and I will also give you a tip here as someone who's had in many of those press conferences. He also mentions many other things in generally an hour and a half talk show that he hosts.
He's chatty.
Yes, I've even seen him go to people as if he's hosting a show, but it's a press conference, and it takes forever to download to edit. But I will leave that be here. Jordan Black, sports anchor and reporter of 4029 News in Arkansas. We're talking Outback Bowl. Yeah, prestigious bowl game that has some history, that's been around a while. A solid bowl game in a solid conference. And this year, despite it being a solid season for Arkansas, certainly what you expect out of the program, certainly when you look at Pittman's tenure only being a few years in, and you're including that 2020 truncated weird year mixed in as well. It's kind of getting started in the weirdness of the global pandemic. Close games could even have been more. Is there any thought process from Arkansas fans that this actually could even have been more close to Bama? Razor thin close, razor back close, with a 1-point loss to Ole Miss. Doesn't get much closer than that. Ole Miss, a team that was flirting with the top 10 most of the year. Obviously, Lane Kiffin has that program on the rise with their offense. Razorbacks hung right with them. And then Bama, of course, they've been vulnerable this year. But when you almost beat Bama and Nick Saban, it's borderline a moral victory, even though those don't exist. So is there still any bit of what could have been more? And that allows optimism for the future of the program as well?
I think so. Absolutely. Those four losses, if you split them in two, they really could have gone 2-2 in those, right? Because the Georgia loss was so bad, and no one beat Georgia this year, and rightfully so. No one still might beat Georgia. The Auburn loss was kind of like a turning point where we watched them lose to Auburn, and we were like, maybe this team isn't that great. Are they going to turn it around? And then they did. The Ole Miss game, Arkansas was 1 point away, as you said, 1 2-point conversion away from winning. And it was almost such an emotional game. I was there, and it was the KJ Jefferson, Arkansas's quarterback, which you guys know, but his homecoming in his home state. So there was emotion there, and I think they wanted it so bad. And then sometimes emotion can not play in your favor, right? Yeah. So maybe there was some of that. And then the Bama game too, being on the sideline, you were like, is this team really going to beat Alabama? And you thought they could, but then you're like, wait, is that's too good to be true. I almost think if they did that in the second season in this turnaround, where would they go from here? So it is a good stepping stone, a good turning point of there's room for growth. And, you know, if they did all of those things in year two, where would they go? So there is room for improvement, and I think it will be made, but they're losing a lot of guys next year. But they do have a lot of returners, and they played a lot of freshmen this year. So, and they'll have to in the game as well. Right. You know, a couple guys who've opted out, a couple injuries now. So, we'll see what the future holds for this team, but I think it is brighter than it has been in a lot of years past.
You can make a fair argument too that Arkansas is going into the Outback Bowl, and Franklin obviously won't admit this, but going into the Outback Bowl, maybe more optimistic, maybe happier about their season, maybe more excited and happier to be there. Penn State going into the season with tons of expectations, a couple quality wins early in the year. Those teams kind of then got exposed. Penn State then had Clifford hurt, and it just went on a downward spiral from there, where they're sitting there marching up and down the field in 9 overtime game at one point in the year. And in no way went the way any Penn State fan would want it to go. The expectations there. And you mentioned the continuity now of Pittman in his third year. James Franklin's name was in rumors most of the season, and all of a sudden we get a contract extension, and going back to his pressers, the weirdness of basically he didn't want to give an answer. He was coming out there saying, well, I trust the kids will not dive in too much in my personal life, and that personal life is mine. And we're all like, what are you even talking about? Are we having the same conversation here? So little different seasons for these two programs headed into this Outback Bowl that certainly Arkansas, not to say playing for more, they're playing for the same trophy and same bowl game, but maybe going into that game with a little higher expectations, maybe happier to be there. Here, Jordan Black joining me here on Pittsburgh Sports Live, and of course Nittany Sports Now, as we're previewing the Outback Bowl here. Jordan from 4029 News in Arkansas. And Jordan, before I eventually get you to how you like your steak and we give our picks for this game, how would you describe this Arkansas team? You mentioned it a little bit in terms of the quarterback play, and they were so close and able to hang points to a Penn State fan that has not watched Arkansas at all this year and is totally unfamiliar with Arkansas. What type of team is this? What drives the offense? What style defensively do they bring? What would they potentially pose a problem for a Penn State team that has struggled to put points on the board in many games throughout the year, despite generally speaking having solid field position in most of those games?
Yeah, this Arkansas team, kind of what you mentioned, with are they coming into this game wanting it a little bit more? They've talked about so much. They have these three trophies, right? Arkansas plays these trophy games, and they have this fourth one they want so badly because they want to take this team picture with it. Like, there's okay. kind of just this talk and this mindset of they want it so bad. It's not just this bowl game, right? Because there's hundreds of bowl games now. Right. Yeah. And so,
almost literally, yes.
Yes, almost literally. I think we were watching like the Turbo Tax Bowl today. Right. So this Arkansas team, for someone who hasn't seen it, they, in the beginning of the season, they were running the ball, pounding the ground game like you wouldn't believe. And then they started, I think as KJ kind of got more comfortable with the offense, started throwing it more. You obviously, once Treylon Burks, Arkansas's leading receiver, got healthier throughout the season and number one target, you're not going to want to not throw it to him. So they did, but they won't have him in this bowl game. So obviously, I would expect that they're going to run it more, though they do have, a wide cast of receivers, but no one who is near the style or athleticism as Treylon Burks. We actually read something today where they said people are going to compare him to DK Metcalf. That's a bold statement, but this guy's a freak. So Arkansas likes to play fast. They're very athletic, and they just play like their coach. So if you've listened to Coach Pittman or even their coordinators, it's blue collar football. It's a blue collar state. And I think that is transcended into the way the team plays. It's the way the defense plays. Absolutely. The defense starts behind its three linebackers, Grant Morgan, Hayden Henry, and Bumper Poole, who arguably has the best name in college football, right?
One of them, yeah.
Yeah. Grant Morgan is the Burlsworth Trophy winner this year. He's the sixth-year senior. He's like 25 now, but he is like the leader of this defense, and everything kind of stems behind him.
I can only offer West Virginia's kicker, Casey Legg. Yeah, as a kicker.
That was a good one, too. And Arkansas's kicker, Cam Little. Not so little kicker.
Okay.
But he's been stellar this year, too. He's a freshman. So they just play really tough. They have no quit. It's been really fun to watch them because, like we were talking about the Bama game, when you see them and you think they might be out of the game, they aren't. So it's been really neat. And they've just been really fun to watch. It'll be interesting to see how they match up against a Big Ten team, because I can't think of a team they've faced this year that is similar to Penn State. Maybe you might have better insight as to that.
I was almost thinking, honestly, I watch Arkansas a little bit, obviously not as much as you, and then hearing you describe Arkansas and kind of knowing the athleticism and seeing these scores here, it could really be a tough day at the office for Penn State. I don't know if they can hang enough points on the board, even if Arkansas puts forth a C-plus effort offensively. It does not appear. But we will see. You get a weirdness of the SEC and Big Ten kind of schools are built differently. It's a little different. So we'll see that weirdness there, and that's what you get out of these bowl games here, this Outback Bowl between Penn State and Arkansas, as we're previewing it here on Pittsburgh Sports Live and Nittany Sports Now. Jordan Black joining me here from 4029 News in Arkansas. Arkansas is one of my favorite states, by the way. Once drove through there to get to Texas in college from West Virginia to Texas, covered an NCAA tournament. We had to drive all the way through. It was a great story. I'll tell you sometime. It was kind of a Seinfeld episode all the way through. And I had some of the best catfish and BBQ of my life, I will say, in Carlisle, Arkansas. So that's my Arkansas story. Would you say there's a little bit of pressure now at all on Pittman, or is it house money in terms of the future of this program, since you have, I wouldn't say a special year, but you have a solid, if not a great year, 8 wins, getting in the Outback Bowl with some history behind it, only a few years in, you're including a COVID year. When you do this, what are the expectations around the Arkansas fans that you're hearing, your viewers, even colleagues of yours that are following Arkansas, about the future of this program? Do they expect to climb and get 8 wins again next year and then beyond? Obviously, you're losing some players, but would a 6-win season next year be a big disappointment, even though that's kind of been the norm the last few decades for Arkansas as well?
Well, one thing that's interesting about this state is that this is it. Arkansas sports are the thing. Of course, there are smaller schools, and they deserve and receive a lot of respect, but Arkansas sports are the big deal. And there's, like you're talking Pittsburgh, there's so much where your attention can go.
Arkansas it's a pro town versus Arkansas.
Right. We have no pro teams. We have no other big college teams. All the attention goes to Arkansas. So being that they won 8 games this year, the expectation next year is going to be 8 games or more.
Always work out that way.
Right. And then you're playing the toughest schedule, arguably, in the conference when you play in the SEC West. Next year, they have to face Cincinnati here. They have South Carolina from the East. So I think the expectations are high. He's said he doesn't want to go anywhere else. I do think the expectations are high because he also wants more money. I don't know if you saw he hired Jimmy Sexton, and with that comes, some pressure. But also we see what college coaches are getting paid now. So you almost think like they deserve it just because it's all relative, right?
Yeah. For what they're generating, especially for a school like Arkansas that's so important to the state. And if another year like this followed up by Pittman, he's going to command a bit more in terms of the open market. Sure.
Exactly. And they're the moneymaker here. And of course, Arkansas is a school where baseball makes a little money, basketball does too. But football is your mainstream of income. So I think there's pressure, but I don't think it's as much as, say, the past couple of coaches have been, and how we've seen. And I think because his, just from a media standpoint, he's likable, so if he were like not likable, he's got both things going for him. Yeah. And I think fans and the staff and the media and Arkansas, money givers,
that's important at Arkansas, because I know I'm a West Virginia alum, and I know that's similar to Arkansas. I mean, that's the team, that's the program in that state, even though you're close to Pittsburgh and it's a part of our media market, etc. But Neil Brown got so much fanfare right away because he was so likable. It was like everyone's uncle or brother going in there. And then, if the wins aren't there, eventually that'll dissipate, and that's kind of happened now. But you have the popularity, and you get a lot of rope by being nice and being likable. It's nice is underrated these days, I guess you could say here. Jordan Black, 4029 News here, joining me as we're previewing the Outback Bowl between Penn State and Arkansas. Arkansas 8-4, third in the SEC West. Penn State 7-5. A little different out of the Big Ten, so maybe a disappointing year for the Nittany Lions. Maybe a solid year where Arkansas is kind of happy with what they put forth, and easily could have been more with those close losses to Bama and Ole Miss. Imagine if Arkansas would have won one of those games, or certainly won both of those games, as insane as that would have been. I do want to ask you here before we give our picks, if Arkansas wins this game, what do you think occurs in this game? And is there, if Arkansas would lose this game, is it just mistakes? Does turnovers get them? What do you think occurs if Arkansas would lose this game to a Penn State team that has a solid defense, can do it field position wise, has a veteran quarterback, but offensively it's been a struggle. Clifford's also been hurt a lot this year. He is going to return next year, so he's not leaving. It'll be another year of Sean Clifford and a veteran coach, obviously.
Right. If Arkansas is, I guess I'm giving away my pick. I assume and think that Arkansas is going into this also assuming that they're going to win.
Right.
And like you said, with the offense, I think they have to score a lot of points. So if they don't win, it's going to be the inability to convert on first down, which has been kind of an issue at times. So it's going to be like starting fast, kind of those coaching cliches, if you will, And if they, you know, aren't able to get the passing game going, that's going to be a struggle as well. Or if it's defended well, because so many times Arkansas has really relied on Treylon Burks and they don't have him. They're also down starting defensive linemen. So if, you know, I don't know much about the Penn State O-line, but if that's going to be a struggle, you know, when they're putting these younger guys on the Arkansas defensive line, I think that could be an issue as well. You know, and then sometimes there's the question of taking all of these weeks off. Obviously they're practicing and all of that, but they had all this momentum and they won four games. They had, you know,
Penn State's crawling into this game. Basically Arkansas's running in.
Yeah. So I think that could be an issue as well, but I think, you know, well, wait for when you ask my pick, but I would say Arkansas would have, like, the keys would be Arkansas starting fast. I think it would have to be a balanced attack because Arkansas has always run way more, but I do think they're going to have to throw it. Cause Penn State's defense has been pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So it's also, you know, like you said, a matter of want to in a game like this. And I know Arkansas wants to, but it's also, you know, kind of keeping your blinders on and not getting caught up in the New Year's of it and the pep rally of it and the beach day of it and the Tampa of it.
Right. Yeah. It's a fun location, right? Yeah. It's not Miami, but it's still a fun location for sure. It's not like you're going to Tulsa or your Toledo or something like that, not to beat up on those locations. I've been there and it's not as fun. So that distraction can certainly be there for sure. And as you teased it a little bit, what is your pick of this game? I'm imagining you're going Arkansas. What score do you think here? I mean, it's really, for me, I would think if Arkansas is going to go ground and pound, that's maybe the only thing that could benefit Penn State because the linebacker play with Joey Porter Jr. and company, that could maybe be an advantage to Penn State. If Arkansas airs it out and they're having success there, that could be a problem for the Nittany Lions. But who do you have in this game? And do you have a score?
You know, I've guessed a lot of the games this season with high scores for Arkansas. And I think I'm going to go with that again. So I haven't given it much thought. I'm looking at my, my schedule with how their scores from this season. And
it's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. And I think they're going to do the same because I mean, they can find the end zone. And if they don't, they're going to kick it from 50 yards. Cam Little is going to kick the ball.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to go Arkansas 31.
Okay.
Penn State 21.
Okay.
Can we like that?
We can like that. Sure. It's your pick. I'm going to write that down actually. So I can tweet you that.
So you can tweet, you know, I got one exactly on the money.
Okay.
It might've been the first game of the year.
Did it literally make you money or did you just?
No, I just got on the money on the show. Okay. Oh, we do a pregame show and I got it right on the money.
Awesome. Awesome.
What's your pick? Or do you not say it yet?
No. I'll give a pick here. I think Arkansas is going to win this game as well. Honestly. Yeah. Maybe 34 Arkansas, maybe Penn State. They usually throw weird scores. If you look at Penn State scores, like if you go to that Illinois game where they're marching up and down the field, and like they just throw weird scores out there. For, I don't know, 34-18 somehow or something like that. I think Arkansas could take this handily though.
Vegas has Penn State right now.
Okay. I mean, Vegas isn't always correct. I didn't look at the Vegas line before the show here. We will see. Penn State certainly would have a chance in this game. I'm sure I'll hear it, but I just don't feel a vibe around Penn State right now, and maybe that vibe is there for Arkansas. So this type of offense seems like a team that Penn State could have problems with, even though Penn State, I would imagine, has a solid defense to compete. So we will see. Penn State's defense shows up, and they would do what they've been doing most of the year. It certainly should be less than 34 points, but that seems like that'll be a slow day at the office for Arkansas as well. Jordan Black here from 4029 News in Arkansas. We're talking Outback Bowl. Outback Steakhouse, a great restaurant that Jordan hasn't been to in a while. You got to get there again soon. Yeah. You're a title sponsor of this bowl. I haven't been there in a while, actually, either, since my post-quarantine meal. Talked about the Bloomin' Onion, but, of course, the main dish at an Outback is the steak. Anyone who goes in there, I mean, I guess you can get, like, a country fried steak or maybe chicken, but if you go in there and you're not getting steak, I don't know what you're really doing. You're missing out. There's no reason to be in there. That's what they're selling their best. We'll see which team here sells their best football effort. But how do you like your steak? Are you a well done? You want it to be shoe leather? Do you allow some pink to be there? Do you want blood all over the place? Do you prime rib?
I always get medium.
Okay, that's fair.
Which to me is pink.
Okay, that's fair. No, yeah, I'm not crazy. I don't want to bleed from the mouth either. I want it to cook. I don't want it to walk off the table with me.
Right.
But I do want some pink there. It cannot be shoe leather. It has to provide, there has to be some pink. So mostly medium. I would say I'm mostly medium as well. Years ago, I might have went medium well, but then I learned my lesson that you need to have more pink. If you do the risk of medium well, you don't get enough pink. So I'm a medium guy.
And sometimes at a restaurant, medium actually means medium well.
That could be. Sometimes I guess
you're supposed to say medium rare.
Medium rare too.
Yeah.
So I want
supposed to say.
I want some pink there for sure. So maybe I need to say medium rare. Maybe that's fair. I definitely don't want it to be legit rare, but as long as there's pink there, I can take medium rare. All right, Jordan, I can take that. You answered that correctly. I didn't have to be upset with the well done or anything like that. Well, that does
hopefully
exist.
That'll be like the media box food, press box food.
Yeah, that could. I would think that has to be. There got to be a blue onion in there or something like that. There has to be.
I know.
I don't know. Hope. Yeah, that would be crazy if not actually be. That would be the biggest disappointment of the day if that is not the case. Yeah. Jordan, I definitely appreciate the time. I will let you get back to work. So I thank you for loading yourself out to us here for the portion of this preview show, and enjoy yourself down there in Tampa. Enjoy yourself, hopefully, a blooming onion there in the press box. That got to be the medium food. It just has to be. And if not, get yourself to an Outback Steakhouse sometime soon.
There you go. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Jordan Black of 4029 News in Arkansas. As we talked Outback Bowl. Jordan, thanks for the time.